What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open. And let's get back on into it here right now. U.S. lawmakers seek to vote to abandon the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Now, the reason the U.S. appears to have gone into Yemen is twofold. There was what was termed a successful intervention several years ago, where the U.S. went on in, kicked out the legitimate government of Yemen, and imposed puppet rule. And the people of Yemen don't like being under puppet rule any more than the people of the United States do. And so they kicked out their puppet rulers and set up a new government of their own. So the U.S. had to go on in and give them what for, because once you are conquered by the empire, you don't break free. But they had to use Saudi Arabia as a proxy because the American people are just sick and fed up with all these wars. And they would be asking this really silly question, you know, why are we going back into Yemen over and over and over again? Just like, why are we going back into Afghanistan over and over and over? Why are we going back into Iraq over and over and over again? Well, apparently some House lawmakers really think it's a war too far. So California Democratic Representative Ro Khanna, who's pushing for the vote, says he's in negotiations with Democratic and Republican leadership about whether the resolution is privileged under the War Powers Act and would therefore get an automatic fast-tracked floor vote. So there are members of Congress who really do think this country is involved in way too many wars. We're extended way too far militarily. And that makes it less and less likely that we're going to prevail. We're already losing in Syria. We're losing in Afghanistan. The U.S. is still in those countries only so they can pretend we haven't really lost. We may not be winning, but we are not losing. Interesting story out of 12160 Info. Somebody leaked a document from NATO saying that they know they can't actually counter a Russian invasion into Eastern Europe, because Russia has many, many more tanks. We know that U.S. and NATO have been pouring tanks onto that border, but the reality is Russia has a lot more. And the fact that Russia hasn't come across that border, I think, tells us that this idea of an imminent Russian threat is about as real as Saddam's nuclear weapons. It's just a U.S. that's desperate for war to try and, if not save the economy, at least give them something to blame for it, and to try and drag the world back to Bretton Woods. Now, speaking of Russia, over in Kiev, there's been a car explosion. One man was killed and three others injured in a car bomb in central Kiev. And apparently a member of the parliament and his driver are among the victims. So looks like the wet work is starting over there in Kiev as well. Down in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma, there is a crisis there involving the country's treatment of its Rohingya Muslim minority in Rakhine State. It has reached the point where the U.S. is now withdrawing their military assistance and saying that Myanmar's military leadership has to be held accountable for its crackdown on the Muslim minority, saying that the U.S. was very concerned about this. Now, Israel's taking exactly the opposite position. Israel is selling advanced weapons to Myanmar during this anti-Rohingya ethnic cleansing campaign. A little bit at odds there. Now, China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations plan to deepen their military relations and will go ahead with a joint maritime exercise proposed by Beijing, according to a statement from Singapore's defense ministry, in a sign of greater engagement between the 10-member bloc and the region's leading economic power. So everybody's choosing sides, choosing team members. Ahead of Donald Trump's expected Asian trip next month, the U.S. has now moved a third carrier group to the Western Pacific near the Korean Peninsula. So we have the USS Nimitz, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, together with the USS Ronald Reagan, are all positioned to make a move on North Korea when the order comes on down. Meanwhile, Air Force F-35s are coming to Japan in November. They're going to be making their operational debut in the Asia-Pacific region with 12 A models set to arrive at Kadena Air Base, Japan, for a six-month deployment. And this is going to be interesting because, as usual, with a press release from the Defense Department, they're talking about the Joint Warfighter Unprecedented Global Precision Attack Capability. But we know that that plane has a lot of problems, especially the A model. There are a lot of people out there saying the A model will never, ever really be suitable for combat. Its role is going to be as a training aircraft only. But the lesson of the F-35, the lesson of the F-22, the lesson of the Zumwalt, the Gerald R. Ford, the Independence-class littoral combat ships, the Freedom-class littoral combat ships, the lesson is very obvious. Just because you're spending more money than all these other countries doesn't necessarily give you a military advantage if that money is spent wastefully and foolishly. And they're already talking about how both the Independence and Freedom-class littoral combat ships are going to be taken out of service because they don't work very well, and they're going to have to come up with a new littoral combat vessel. Because, heck, it's not their money they're spending. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Very interesting article over here in Rare.us. Gearing up for nuclear war is not a way to prevent a nuclear war. I know that that was the conventional thinking after Russia got the bomb from the Rosenbergs, and it was called mutually assured destruction. We're all going to have so many bombs, we can obliterate each other, and nobody will dare make a move. And nobody did, thankfully. But back during the Cold War, the United States kept nuclear-armed bombers on 24-hour ready alert in case our conflict with the Soviet Union ever turned hot. Actually, it was more than that. That was the era of the fail-safe zones, where they kept the bombers in the air at these fail-safe points way out beyond our borders. And the bombers would fly out, and they'd circle around, and then when the time was over, they'd come on back in, and another set of bombers would replace them. But now the Air Force is ready to put nuclear-armed bombers on 24-hour ready alert. And it's caused a little bit of an issue because the Air Force hasn't used alert pads since the Cold War. And so now they're having to go back and sort of rebuild these things, which is it's not just hangar for the bomber, but the crews are literally housed right there next to the aircraft. So they got to have these little barracks and living quarters. They're having to scramble to build all of those things as well. And all of this, of course, the military-industrial complex, they're making money hand over fist on all of this stuff here. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. Dallas in Austin, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dallas, are you there? Okay, we lost him. All right, fine. Now, we've been talking about what's been going on over in Niger, the four U.S. soldiers who were ambushed and killed, and the French are saying it would have been worse if we had not been there. But it came as a shock to a lot of Americans and even Congress that the U.S. has about 1,000 troops in Niger, and they're asking what the heck is going on. Well, obviously, Niger has a lot of undeveloped resources that U.S. companies would like access to. But it also turns out U.S. officials are now acknowledging Niger is the hub for U.S. operations in Western Africa. And so that begs the question of just how many troops we have in Western Africa and in which countries. Have we already invaded and conquered half the place without telling anybody about it? I mean, that's what AFRICOM was created for, a single unified command for U.S. military force projection into Africa. And now we're finding out that while we were busy watching the NFL football players kneel, that we have wars going on in Africa. And we still don't know how many nations are involved. Now, over in the Philippines, boy, talk about a foreign policy whoopsie. Philippines used to be good friends with the United States of America. And then Obama goes down there and chastises Duterte for taking a very aggressive approach against drug crime in the Philippines. And Duterte takes the attitude of, this is our country. This is a problem. We're going to deal with it. And Obama says, you can't. You have to love your drug criminals and treat them kindly and gently. And so Obama comes back home, and the next thing you know, there is ISIS showing up in the Philippines. Oh, my goodness, ISIS in the Philippines. The U.S. may have to intervene. And fortunately, the Philippine army made short work of these ISIS, and they've kicked them all out. So now the U.S. has lost its excuse for military intervention. And now, to show just the folly of this short-sighted foreign policy decision, Duterte personally receives weapons shipment from Russia and tours a Russian destroyer. Philippines has now pivoted away from the United States and to Russia because of the very rude intrusion by Obama into the nation's handling of the drug criminals. Okay, I understand Dallas from Austin is now back on the line. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I apologize for taking you off topic, Mike, but the VW scandal is kind of ridiculous because they have a VW diesel that'll run for 100 miles per gallon in Germany, but it's illegal to sell in our country.
Well, that's because of the emission laws, and you need to understand that there are different measures of gallons around the world, so it's a little misleading, because what we call a gallon here is a different volume than what they call a gallon in other parts of the world. But mostly it was banned in this country because of the emissions issue. And when Volkswagen did bring these diesel cars over here that were claimed to meet the emissions, the U.S. government said, fine, come on in here and we'll give tax incentives to people to buy these alternative fuel cars. And then a couple of years down the road, they find out that VW cheated. They programmed the onboard computer of the car to tell the difference from when it was being tested for emissions and when it was actually out on the road. And it would do one set of engine settings when it was being tested for emissions. And then when people got out on the road, the computer would basically light the engine up for better performance and violated the air pollution standards. And that's where that whole stink came from.
So my question to you, sir, do you think that without the emission controls that the engine, diesel engine, would have worked better in Germany and get that 100 mile fuel?
Well, the diesel engine is actually a very good idea. I mean, the guy who originally invented it, Rudolf Diesel, he designed it to run on any kind of available plant oil, including hemp oil. And he got funding from Rockefellers. Got funding from the Rockefellers.
Vegetable fuel in a diesel engine and got it down the road.
Yeah, well, today's diesel engines are designed to work specifically with a diesel fuel, but that's not the original design that Rudolf Diesel had. His engine was to run on just about anything you could put in there, and that made it very attractive to people who were concerned about gas and oil prices even back then. So he got funding to build his factory, and then all of a sudden he's sailing across the ocean to talk about selling these diesels as a wartime product, and he just accidentally falls off the ship and drowns and is never seen again. And then the Rockefellers basically now owned that factory making the diesel engines, and they made a deal to provide these engines only as long as the engines were fed a specific fuel over which the Rockefellers had some financial involvement with. And that's why today's diesel engines don't come up to the original design, which would burn anything, including hemp oil. All right. Well, listen, Dallas, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Thank
here.
Thank you.
Getting on over to Iran. Iran has now sentenced a captured Mossad agent to death over the assassination of several nuclear scientists in Iran. And apparently at least four nuclear scientists between 2010 and 2012 were assassinated. These were key players in Tehran's nuclear program. And according to Amnesty International, the arrested Mossad agent, Ahmadreza Djalali, is an Iranian doctor who studied and taught in Sweden, But he was co-opted by Israel, and he's been sentenced to death in Iran on espionage charges. And yes, Israel loves to do that. They love to go out and they love to kill scientists who are doing great work in other countries, because Israel wants to be the greatest scientific nation on earth, no matter how many of other nation scientists they have to kill. Now, for some reason, Canada is getting on board the bash Russia wagon, as it were. And apparently they're not paying attention to the revelations here in the United States about how there never was anything to the Trump-Russia collusion, how this whole PPGate dossier was a fabrication created out of thin air by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC. But apparently the president of the National Olympic Committee of Canada, Tricia Smith, is urging the International Olympic Committee to impose sanctions against Russia, to suspend Russian athletes from international competitions, regardless of the outcome of two ongoing investigations of IOC commissions. See, there have been all these accusations in recent months about Russia is doping their athletes, and Russia is doing this, and Russia is doing that, and Russia is cheating. And the IOC said, all right, we agree to investigate. And so now Canada is saying, don't wait for the investigations to be over. We don't need to know the facts. You just sanction them and get them out now. So let's talk about the economic news here. Speaking of Canada, half of Canadians admit that they cannot afford the basic expenses. Real estate has just bubbled up there, and the Canadians are struggling, paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. That's a bad sign. Now, we already talked about this earlier in the program, and that's China's launch of a petro yuan in 2 months. And it is basically a death blow for the dollar's dominance. I'm sure the dollar will still be out there, but basically now the dollar has to compete. The petrodollar is now in competition with the petro yuan, and my odds are favoring the petro yuan for reasons I've already said before. The yuan is backed in part by gold. More importantly, more fundamentally, you can take the yuan back to China and get stuff with it that you actually want. China is a manufacturing powerhouse. The U.S. has lost its manufacturing preeminence over the last three decades. We can't our once greatest manufactured product, our military machines, they're junk, overpriced junk. People are going to take the yuan because they know they can get something for it. They're going to avoid taking the dollar because what are they going to get if they come to the United States with the dollar? Overpriced manufactured junk and GMO agriculture. Such a deal. Now, a while ago, we were talking basically a year ago now. The Indian government began a demonetization project, a cashless project. They declared the two largest denomination bills invalid, which basically abolished over 80% of circulating cash by value. And this caused commotion, outrage, all kinds of harm. India's economy suffered because of this. And what is now coming on out, according to this article in Global Research, India did this at the behest of the government in Washington, D.C. That Washington, D.C. is pushing this cashless agenda, and India was going to be the first place that we're going to set it up, and it's going to work wonderfully. Cashless is going to be great. We get to spy on everybody. We get to track their spending. And even more important, they can't ever do a run on our good friends, the banks. No matter how badly they mess up, they will have to leave their money in the banks. Because it's really the bank's money. You slaves are not allowed to have your own money. You do the work, we'll manage the money for you, buy you what you need, and you're supposed to sit there and not ask any questions. It's how it worked on the antebellum mansions. None of those slaves ever saw a penny of the money their labor produced. It was all held by Massa and managed for them. That's what they're heading for in this country. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Emmerich in Vancouver. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Listen, I just wanted to mention something about the Jetta, the diesel engines. Even at the worst, still better than the North American best. Like, if you drive behind a Ford pickup, a lot of times you got to back off because of the stink.
Yes.
That never happens behind a Jetta. So even though, like I say, they cheated, which is wrong to do, but at their worst, they're still the best in the Ford. Well, that's,
well, again, the thing is that they did cheat, and that, unfortunately, that was a conscious decision. What was to have a car that appeared to meet the emission restrictions, but still had the zip and pep the drivers wanted. Now, as far as the stink coming out of the Ford car, you know, oftentimes that's the result of whatever additives may be in the specific diesel fuel that they're using. But again, you know, Claire and I are talking about, you know, we're at the point where we have to get a newer car. Our old one, it's 17, 18 years old now, and it's definitely on its last legs. And we may look at a diesel, or we may see if we can afford to get one of the earlier hybrids. and something like that. I don't have a problem with diesels. I don't even have a problem with Volkswagens. My very first car was a Volkswagen Beetle, and I loved that car. And I put a lot of work into it. When I bought it, it had four different colored fenders, and I repainted it, and I rebuilt the engine, and I was very, very happy with that car. And then this Chevy came across the divider on Azusa Highway and murdered my car. And fortunately, I survived the crash. I was flinchy on crosswalks for about 6 months after. So, no, I have a very positive memory. I like the new incarnation of the Beetle. They've captured the feel of it. While it's clearly a new car, but it does remind you of what those old Beetles looked like.
It would be just interesting to see the actual emissions, you know, that come out of the tailpipe of that international engine on a Ford versus a Jetta. The actual.
Well, I'm sure that the problem is that data is out there somewhere. The problem is the data for the Jetta isn't reliable because of the cheating. They're going to have, at some point, somebody's going to have to actually figure out a way to find out what the real emissions are by measuring them while the car is being driven as if it was normal. Or they may have already done that, and that was part of the process that led to the forced recall of all those vehicles. You know, your problem is with Volkswagen's corporate management, which made this conscious decision to have the computer run the engine one way when it was being emission tested and then switch it into a different way when it was being driven. That was definitely a very conscious
100%.
Decision. Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right,
we got to let you go. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. First off, I don't know about too much about the cars, but you go to a truck, look at the Hemis on the Dodge. They have they're 8-cylinder. They actually run on 4 when they up and on open road. So a Hemi engine's still probably the best engine you can buy as far as a Dodge pickup truck. I think they're top of the line over all the other trucks, believe it or not. People don't talk about that. They still have a cast iron block where everybody else is using aluminum. But, Michael, that's not where you called you. Michael, you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, the reason I called you is I don't know if you saw the news today, but have you saw now that they did a survey where 55% of white Americans feel like they're being discriminated?
Yes, I did
and,
see that.
White America's waking. It's all over the news, and they reported on OAN, and now people are waking up that day. We're letting all these the assholes telling the gasoline what to do here. You're bringing all these people in here, and now they're discriminating against you who's been here for 100, 200 years in this country. White Europeans are getting discriminated against these minority groups. Something's wrong with this equation here, Michael. This picture ain't adding up here. When you got 55% of American whites feeling they're being discriminated, like here in South Florida, for example. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, there was another article that came on out where they've done a survey and discovered that right now 44% of the population of California does not use English in their homes or their local communities. They only use English when they have to. Something is seriously wrong. Tom, I got to let you go.
Well,
we got to take a break.
They flooded that state, Michael. They flooded that state with all these. Ronald Reagan came out of that state. Think about it.
All right. Got to let you go. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And going on back to the Uranium One scandal and the dossier scandal, it turns out the lawyer who just got outed as the conduit between the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC and Fusion GPS, Mark Elias, is also the lawyer who was defending Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC from the class action lawsuit filed by Bernie Sanders supporters, where they went on in and said that they had been defrauded because they donated money to the Democrats to support Bernie Sanders, only to have the Democratic National Committee throw the nomination to Hillary Clinton. So they're feeling defrauded. They want their money back. And Elias basically went into court and said, well, look, they should have just known it's up to us to pick the candidate, not them. Well, if so, why are you even having primary elections? So that lawsuit is still out there, and it's absolutely valid. You can't stand there and say the Democrat, the committee, the central committee will decide the candidate. At the same time, you're having all these primary elections around the country, many of which are being rigged. Getting on back to the economic news, There is an iconic store in Manhattan, Lord & Taylor. They've been there since 1826. And they are one of the stores that is very famous for their large front window displays during the holidays. When you look back at those old movies about, you know, Christmas in New York and people are walking by and there's all these amazing store displays, that was Lord & Taylor. Well, unfortunately, Lord & Taylor is having to sell that flagship Manhattan store to Workshare office space company WeWork for $850 million. But the deal allows them to continue to use those front windows for displays for the next 2 years. So the image will still be there. But it's another indication that retail is not doing well. It's not doing well at all. A little bit of trivia. Do you know where the idea of an electric model train came from? We all had them as a kid. I had a Lionel. It was originally something that was built for one of those Lord & Taylor display windows. It was just a little train model on a track with power supplied, and it was just driving around as part of the decoration of a snowy winter scene. And all of a sudden, all the kids are running in saying, "Where do we buy that? Where do we buy that?" And that's where that whole model railroading thing came from. Now, down in Bermuda, there has been another breach of a law firm, which is causing panic among the ultra-rich. Bermuda-based Appleby has admitted it suffered the breach. It happened last year. They're just admitting it now. But basically, they're looking at possible Panama Papers-style expose into tax evasion by the super rich. Now, Appleby denies any allegations of tax evasion or other wrongdoing by itself or its clients. Somebody needs to hack into that Clinton Foundation and find out all that data. It's amazing how secure the computers at the Clinton Foundation are compared to Hillary's email server. Hillary's email server had worse security than Ashley Madison. Little bit of good news. A U.S. judge is not going to block the Trump administration's decision to halt Obamacare subsidy payments to insurance companies. And this, of course, is going to make those insurance companies very upset because they never made the money off of Obamacare they thought they were going to. It was a failed policy. The only people who are still trying to keep it going are those who are thinking of the legacy of Obama, because Obamacare has Obama's name on it. That's the reason to keep it going. Or those who are financially tangled up in those exchanges. But it was never about the health of the American people. It was never about affordable health of the American people. It was an absolute disaster, and it destroyed a lot of lives. Over in Germany, apparently the local media there are describing the Eberplatz region of Cologne is a no-go zone due to the violent migrant youth gangs that are just basically running amok down there. So Germany is now getting no-go zones, along with much of Europe. How's that open borders thing working out for you here? Meanwhile, here in the United States of America, Politico is reporting that GOP senators are trying to assemble a cheap labor amnesty for young illegals, which will not protect American workers from unscrupulous employers, nor reduce the huge annual inflow of migrants and workers. This is from Politico. They're bringing in these immigrants as cheap manual labor that will accept less money than the American workers. Here's where it all falls apart. You still have to pay for those unemployed Americans. One way or the other, you got to support them. Two, the less you're paying your workers, the less they're going to have to come into the store and buy the products that you are selling. And in the case of these illegals, many of them are taking any money that they don't need to live on and sending it back to their family and home. It's a huge drain of cash on this country. Whoever thinks up these ideas, they never seem to think them all the way through. Meanwhile, Russian television is reporting that hundreds of thousands of Africans are being held in horrible conditions awaiting shipment to Europe via a network of pro-immigration non-governmental organizations and human traffickers. And the EU has only itself to blame for this next tsunami of refugees about to storm their shores. But I'm sure it makes George Soros happy. And as long as George Soros is happy, we should all be happy, right? We all must just think in terms of what pleases the billionaires. Well, things in Spain have obviously reached a crisis point. Catalonia is saying because of the actions of Madrid, they have no option but to declare themselves an independent republic from Spain. Spain, in exchange, appears to be getting ready to militarily invade Catalonia and give them what for. So there's going to be a lot of blood spilt over there. Personally, my sympathies are with the Catalonians. Now, over in Iraq, the Kurds are taking a little bit more mature approach. They are proposing that they will set aside the independence referendum as long as Iraq will agree to a dialogue regarding more autonomy for the region. I think Baghdad would be well advised to go along with this plan. Because after all, Iraq has suffered so much military abuse. Going back to the first Iraq war, I think it's time that country had a little peace and quiet. Now, Russia is expressing surprise over a British lawmaker's initiative to investigate Russia's possible use of social media to influence the Brexit referendum and June's general election. Russia's just become the scapegoat for every failed political move. Oh, we didn't get the election. Ah, it's Russia's fault. You know, Brexit succeeded. Had to be Russia's fault. My hair is falling out. Has to be Russia's fault. It's amazing. Okay. Not that I want to spend a lot of time on Las Vegas, but here's the latest dirt here. When Stephen Paddock or whoever it was launched that shooting, and then they breached the room and Paddock was there, supposedly dead of a suicide, there was a laptop. So far, so good. Oh, good. We've got his laptop. We'll get all kinds of information about what went on. No, they won't. Somebody removed the hard drive from the laptop. And I don't think it was Stephen Paddock, because if he'd removed the hard drive from the laptop, there wouldn't have been much reason to take it up to the hotel room, would there? So somewhere along the chain of evidence, somebody got in there, and depending upon the model of the laptop, it can be very easy to remove the hard drive. But for whatever, it is now gone, and with it, all of the information about why Paddock may have been up there, how he was lured up there. And that, to me, screams that, yes, there's a cover-up here. There's a cover-up. Now, here's a very unhappy story. This is from Global Research out in Canada. And it's basically talking about the ever-deadlier police state, and pointing out that none of the reforms, increased training, diversity programs, community outreach, body cameras has had any effect on America's deadly police assault, especially against poor people of color. Police forces in the United States, which according to the Washington Post, have fatally shot 782 people this year, are unaccountable, militarized monstrosities that spread fear and terror in poor communities. By comparison, police in England and Wales killed 62 people in the 27 years between the start of 1990 and the end of 2016. And in many cases, these killings in the United States are not, in fact, justified. Police have become rogue predators in impoverished communities. Under the U.S. civil forfeiture laws, police indiscriminately seize money, real estate, automobiles, and other assets. In many cities, traffic, parking, and other fines are little more than legalized extortion that funds local governments and turns jails into debtor prisons. Meanwhile, our Attorney General Jeff Sessions says civil asset forfeiture is a key tool for law enforcement. Well, there's a big steaming pile of bovine excrement. We know that's not true because the vast majority of people from whom property is being seized are innocent of any crime. They have not had their day in court. The police will just see a pile of wealth there and they'll grab it saying, we suspect you may have been used this for drug dealing. You have to prove that you weren't. And because taking a case to court can mean years and years before you get your property back, the police will do a little sidle up to the person and dig in the ribs and say, look, we'll cut you a deal. We'll cut you a deal. Make a nice little deal for you. Okay, we can be reasonable. If you promise not to sue us, we'll give you back a piece of what you had before. And most people, unfortunately, are going for it because they don't have the option of waiting all those years. It's a racket. It is a racket. Right now, the American police are murdering more innocent Americans than all the mass shooters that are being wagged at you. Now, down in Guantanamo, October 11th, there were three attorneys, Rick Kamen, Rosa Elias, and Mary Spears. They all quit their jobs as lawyers for the man accused of orchestrating the Al-Qaeda attack on the USS Cole, which may have been another Israeli false flag. And they obtained permission to do so from the Chief Defense Counsel, Marine Brigadier General John Baker, who found good cause for their resignations. They cited a cascading ethical conflict over a lack of confidence in the confidentiality of their privileged conversations with Abd al-Rahim al-Nashiri at Guantanamo. The details are classified. But the case judge, Air Force Colonel Vance Spath, wrote in an October 16th order that while Baker purported to find good cause to approve their leaving the case, Spath, as judge, has not. Accordingly, Mr. Kamen, Ms. Elias, and Ms. Spears remain counsel of record at this case. So there's something going on down there. And again, there is reason to suspect that the USS Cole was another false flag attack. Oh, those gosh darn Al-Qaedas. Gotta hate them. Gotta hate them. Turning closer to home, over in Oklahoma, Republican Senator Ralph Shorty of Oklahoma City has been charged with engaging in child prostitution, transporting a minor for prostitution, and engaging in prostitution within 1,000 feet of a church. And they've issued a warrant for his arrest. And apparently this goes back to an incident where this Republican senator was found in a motel room in Moore, Oklahoma, with an underage teenage boy. So, they are all slime balls, aren't they? From the area of political correctness, this is getting a little bit out there. Over in Scheimer College, there's an instructor, Dr. Adam Kotzko. And basically is saying that all white people should commit mass suicide. And he comes on out and apparently is responding to the revelation that only 1.5% of white people own slaves in the antebellum South. And he's out there saying, whether or not your individual ancestors own slaves, you as a white person have benefited from slavery and are complicit in it. And he's basically saying all white people should kill themselves. Well, Mr. Kotzko, I would like to point out my ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad, helping escaped slaves to freedom at great personal risk to themselves from the slave catchers. Because New Hampshire law at that time did not support the Underground Railroad. New Hampshire law was that while slavery was illegal within the state, that escaped slaves, when captured in New Hampshire, were still considered the property of their owners in the South, and they would be sent back. So when you paint with a wide brush like that, you're going to get a lot more splatter. Speaking of wide brushes and splatter, remember Michael Moore decided he was going to have his one-man anti-Trump Broadway show? It's been a huge flop, box office disaster, negative reviews. But that's not going to stop him from taking it out on the road. It's a road show now. Salon had an article, the 25 conservatives actually worth following on Twitter. And to nobody's surprise, all 25 are anti-Trump conservatives. I think we're seeing the deep state really start to crank on up. They I think they're taking the position, if they don't get rid of Donald Trump, all these investigations, sooner or later, there's going to be a crack, and it's all going to come on out. So again, for anybody monitoring the show on behalf of the president, you tell his security to be alert, drink a lot of coffee, don't assume anything. I mean, after all, they let that protester with the Russian flags get past security to Trump in the Capitol building. You can't allow mistakes like that. It only takes one mistake, and history changes. Apparently, the fourth Amazon Studios executive has just left the company in 1 month. And apparently, this is a fallout again of more of this sexual abuse in entertainment. So it's really rocking and rolling. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News is now reporting something we reported yesterday. ISIS is losing ground in Iraq and Syria. And so it's all but over there. And it's going to leave the United States with a bit of a problem, because a few years ago, especially in Syria, the reason for the U.S. to be there mutated. It went away from Assad is gassing his own people because nobody could prove it. And even now the U.S. is admitting it was actually the opposition that was using the chemical weapons. And they said, but we're staying in there. We're fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Well, when ISIS and Al-Qaeda are gone from Syria, the U.S. has no business being there. They have no business being there anyway. Syria didn't ask for their help. The U.N. hasn't given them a resolution to go on in there. Congress hasn't given them a declaration of war. And I don't think they're going to get it. Congress is very angry that all of a sudden we got a bunch of wars going on in Western Africa that nobody bothered to tell them about. And the same thing in Iraq. Once ISIS is gone, there's no reason for the U.S. to be there. And the prime minister of Iraq is already saying it's time for the U.S. to go home. Now, I'm sure the U.S. is going to stand up there and pose and preen and say, we are victorious against ISIS. But everybody understands what's going on in that larger scheme of the dollarification of the Middle East, as revealed by General Wesley Clark all those years ago. These are failures. These are defeats. The U.S. has lost Syria. It's losing Iraq. It's losing in Afghanistan. This whole agenda is coming apart. All right, we got a few minutes. Let's talk about some stuff involving computers. The Bad Rabbit ransomware apparently is not spreading as fast as some people thought it might be. It's still a problem. It's mostly hitting companies in Russia, Ukraine, some in Germany, and Turkey. But they're saying it's not going to be quite the problem that Malia was a year ago. Meanwhile, Kaspersky has come on out and said that they figured out what happened with this latest leak of NSA cyber warfare tools, where apparently this NSA staffer took home top secret U.S. government spyware and he installed a backdoor key generator for a pirated copy of Microsoft Office on his PC, and that's what exposed these confidential cyber weapons on the computer to outside hackers. So NSA likes to blame hackers, Russians, blah, 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 blah. No, it's their own people who aren't following the security rules. Now, we're getting a little bit of a warning from the Register in Great Britain. Apparently, iOS can turn on your camera on your device, your smartphone, your tablet, without any warning or notification. This is coming from Felix Krauss, the founder of Fastlane Tools. And he said, the way Apple software handles camera access and recording is leaving many people vulnerable to being spied on by apps on their gadgets without any indication it's going on. So it really is out of control. Of course, if you're really that worried about it, just stick a piece of tape over the lens here. Scientists now have a plan to halt global warming by dimming the sun. I guess they're going to put a little knob in the sky, turn the knob down, the sun gets dimmer. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. He's got a lot of stuff to share with you. You please take what you've learned here, share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.